Hello again. This is Cerno. I think it is time to start training a few sissy boys. They can be so much fun. Many people like to have a sissy boy to play with from time to time. An 18 or 19 year old sissy boy can be especially fun. Now that's hot when you're in the mood for one. Some even like their sissy boys a bit older, in their 20s or 30s, or even older yet. You can never be too old or too young to be a sissy boy. Different tastes for everyone. There should be just the right sissy boy out there for everyone. And there is someone for every sissy boy. But there can never be enough teenage sissy boys. Everyone wants a teenage sissy now and then. So I think it's time now. Time to make a few more sissy boys. What a dull world it would be without plenty of sissy boys. So here you are, listening to this file. Maybe you already think of yourself as a sissy boy, and listening to this gets you excited. Maybe you want to be a sissy boy, and you are listening to this file to help you achieve that. Maybe you are without a clue about what you want, and you are listening to this out of curiosity. Well, that's all right. Keep listening. Everyone is welcome. By the time you are finished, I suspect you will find you are destined to become a sissy boy. And you will have already started in that direction. Maybe you think you are such a masculine boy or man that you are listening for a laugh. A laugh, because you think you are immune to this vibe. You think you could never end up a sissy boy, and have decided to listen to this file as a challenge. That's all right. Keep listening. You may be in for a surprise. Maybe you are listening and think this is a joke. You laugh to yourself that all the people would take this file seriously, and even more. You laugh at those who want the effects of this file. That's okay. Come on in and have a listen. You are welcome too. Keep laughing. He who laughs last, laughs best. Maybe you are a girl. Hey, that's okay. I've got nothing against girls. Boys are a bit cuter. Girls can be okay now and then. Maybe you are a girl listening to this to learn more about sissy boys. Some girls like sissy boys. They like to toy with them and play with them. Rather like having a real live doll they can play with. Of course, maybe you are a girl that wants to become a sissy boy. That's okay. They are not for everybody, but girls can make good sissy boys. In fact, until you undress them, you won't always be able to tell a real sissy boy from a girl sissy boy. A dick and balls can be optional equipment for a sissy boy. And a pair of tits, well, so long as they are reasonably sized, it is something that can be worked with. If you were trying to become a man or a regular boy, that might be more difficult. But we're talking about becoming a special boy, a sissy boy. There may be very many different people listening. It may be that there are many different kinds of people listening for many different reasons. It is okay. Everyone has potential. Not everyone can be a teenage sissy boy. But almost everyone can be a sissy boy of one kind or another. I am sure by now, those who are still listening are those with a real interest in this file. The others have drifted off to do or listen to something else. Those who are going to be unaffected by this file are likewise off doing something else. Those who remain are here listening because even if they are without a complete and full understanding of it, at some level, they desire to become a sissy boy. Almost as though there is already a little sissy boy inside them.
Come on,
maybe tucked away in the closet, locked away. And here I am. I just showed up with the key.
Come on out, sissy boy.
So, now that all the bystanders are gone, now that all the gawkers and sightseers have left, now that the only ones here are those interested in the file and those being forced to listen to the file, it is time for me to take you down a little farther into trance. And you, those of you being forced to listen, just relax and go along. There is little point in resisting. You are already a sissy boy and it hardly matters.
Sissy.
You must already be a sissy boy if you let someone force you to listen to this. So, all you little sissy boys listening, everyone listening, I am sure you have already gone into trance. But let's just take it a little deeper. Your eyes are closed. Focus your mind on that place deep within the pit of your stomach. Try to feel that place in your mind. Feel it as though it were the center of your being. Focus on it. Focus on it. As it floats down, drifting down. It is you, and you are it. And you are going down, down farther into trance, as you float down, down, sinking down now, pull into trance, farther. Deeper,
deeper,
going down,
down,
down to the place where self-realization occurs,
farther,
down to the place where real change happens, lasting change, often permanent change, often
see yourself.
The most permanent change.
Where we are.
Is the change that comes from self-realization. The change that comes when you learn something about yourself.
You see yourself.
When you learn something new, that changes your perception of yourself. When you learn something, that changes your outlook on life. That change is likely to last. That change is likely to last because it is based upon your reality. When there is a reality that has been hidden, unseen, but is now revealed,
when you see yourself,
it changes the way you live, the way you behave. It changes how you think and how you feel. It changes all those things because it opens your eyes and allows you to see more clearly who you are, who you have been all along. It lets you see what you are. You may move on from that place, but it is always forward, from change to change. It is never backwards.
What you once were is gone now. You can never.
And there is only moving on. The strongest and most lasting changes are not changes in who you are. They are changes in perception. Changes that let you see that that new person is really who you've been all along. That new person you have become has always been there. Perhaps hidden. Perhaps locked away. Or buried. Struggling to get out. But once you meet your real you, once you discover something about yourself that was once hidden, it will always be remembered. And while you may at times still try to hide it from others, it will always be there in your sight, in your mind, in your conscious and unconscious. And as you go deeper into trance, farther and farther into trance, you see those things that were before out of sight. That which was hidden is now revealed.
Out of mind.
And what is revealed is the sissy boy inside you.
Sissy.
That's right. It was there all along. All I did was help you see it. All I did was help you unlock it. I got together with you, and we let it out. We let him out.
Sissy boy.
The little sissy boy is out. The little sissy boy is out, and intends to stay out. That part of you that was keeping him hidden is yielding. Giving way, standing aside and letting him pass.
It's your turn now.
The rest of you is accepting him, welcoming him, letting him in, letting him into your life.
Come on in, sissy.
Letting him into that part of your life that is both your unconscious and conscious thought. You are letting that sissy boy take his rightful place as part of your self-image.
I am you,
the way you see and think of yourself. You are letting him in, accepting him, encouraging him,
sissy,
welcoming him, giving to him the portion of control that is his. You see him there and stand aside to let him enter, to let him take his place. You see him there and acknowledge him.
It's your
turn. He greets you, and you both embrace. You kiss him, and he returns the kiss.
Kiss me, sissy.
All is forgiven. He is home again. As you kiss, you feel him join with you. That which was separated is whole again. And you feel him inside you.
I missed you,
part of you. You feel him. He is you. And you know, as he becomes comfortable in you.
Welcome back, sister.
As you, as he settles in. There will be more changes. Changes in behavior.
Change me, sister.
Changes in actions and reactions. Many things will change for you now. Many things will change about you now.
Sissy.
Day by day. Week by week. You will become more of a sissy boy.
Sissy boy.
You will wait for other files that will help your sissy boy regain his place. The place he should have remained in long ago. You know those changes are coming, but there is more than enough time. They will happen. Of that you are sure. What is important to you now, what you know now, is that the most important change has already taken place. The sissy boy is home, is back, is returned.
Welcome home.
The core of your being has already been changed, restored to that which it once was. Being a sissy boy starts on the inside.
Sissy.
There are a lot of things a sissy boy does.
Sissy.
Lots of ways a sissy boy behaves that are seen on the outside. But all those things comes from who a sissy boy is on the inside.
Because you're a sissy boy.
How a sissy boy feels on the inside.
Just
all those
sissy.
Things will happen in time. They are unavoidable now.
Hey, sissy boy.
The outward things will happen. Are happening. The behaviors will be there.
Sissy boy.
As days, weeks, and months go by, others will see you as more and more of a sissy boy. But all those things are just a manifestation of what you are on the inside.
Sissy.
Who you are.
Sissy.
How you feel.
Sissy.
On the inside.
Sissy boy.
You are a sissy boy.
A sissy boy.
You feel like a sissy boy.
You look like a sissy boy.
And that is what you notice right now.
You smell like a sissy boy.
The feeling of being a sissy boy.
You're a sissy boy.
As that feeling grows, so do you grow
sissy.
Into behaving like a sissy boy. And thinking like a sissy boy.
Sissy.
You can feel it. You can feel being a sissy boy. You can feel
you love being a sissy boy.
That other boys are stronger than you, more confident. You feel submissive. Submissive to everyone.
You're a sissy.
You feel submissive to other boys and men.
Sissy boy.
You feel submissive and intimidated by women.
Sissy boy.
You are a sissy boy. You are embarrassed by sexuality, but feel compelled to acknowledge the sexuality of others.
You love to
you know
sissy
others
boy.
Are sexual. You feel it. And you feel your own sexual inadequacy. You feel it. And you know it is apparent to others. You know everyone can see it. You feel unable to resist the sexuality of other boys and men.
You can't
you feel unable to resist
it. Boy.
Because just as they are superior to you, so their sexuality is superior to yours. They deserve to be sexual.
You deserve
but you are
to
just
be
a sissy
boy.
They deserve to be sexual beings. But you are a sissy. Your sexuality is reserved for submitting to others.
You play with yourself like
if
a sissy.
Left to yourself, you resort to masturbation. You feel your inadequacy. You feel it so strongly within yourself that you know it to be true.
Sissy.
Your sexuality is so inadequate and will always be so.
Sissy boy.
The only way you could possibly please others is by your complete submission to them. Your complete surrender.
Sissy.
By allowing them to use and abuse you
like a sissy,
like their own little sex toy. by letting everyone use you like their own little novelty sex toy.
Sissy boy.
Only made out of real flesh. You feel it inside yourself. Your willingness to let others satisfy themselves by using you. Your resignation. That if you get any sexual release or satisfaction on your own, it must be from masturbation.
Sissy.
You are such a sissy. Others use you because you are powerless to stop them. You are unable to say no when someone wants to use your body. You feel so lucky, so honored, if someone desires to use you, that you are powerless to refuse.
And then you go jerk
off. Even if you want
about being used, sissy.
Sometimes you are used sexually. Sometimes you are used other ways. Regardless of what it is or who it is, you are so grateful to be chosen that you are powerless to refuse.
Sissy boy.
The big thing about being a sissy is how you feel on the inside. You know you are a sissy because you feel like a sissy.
You are a sissy.
You either already look like a sissy or you soon will. Because you are a sissy on the inside.
Sissy.
You either already act like a sissy or you soon will. Because you are a sissy on the inside.
Sissy.
You know you are. You feel it. And you know it. It is useless to deny it any longer. You know you are a sissy.
Play, sissy boy.
You know you have always been a sissy. In the past, you may have taken that part of you that was a sissy boy and hidden him away. But he is out now. The sissy part of you is back from hiding.
Sissy's back.
And refuses to be denied or hidden.
Hey, sissy boy.
Sure. Sissy boys are easy to push around. And so you found a way to push the sissy boy part of yourself into hiding. And while you had the sissy boy hidden, he became more and more of a sissy.
You're just a sissy.
And now you discover that he was never really separated from you at all. He was always a part of you.
Sissy boy.
In trying to push him away, you made him a bigger sissy, more of a sissy. He became a bigger part of you. And now you realize that you are a sissy.
Sissy.
You pushed around the sissy part of yourself for so long that he became a sissy through and through, a complete sissy. In trying to suppress the part of you that is a sissy, you actually caused it to grow to the point it now swallows up the rest of you. The fact that you are a sissy is now your most prominent characteristic. Sissy. You feel it deep in the pit of your stomach. That part of you that is the center of your being. A little glow there, mixed and mingled with a trembling insecurity, inferiority. Sissy.
Sissy.
A bit of a girly boy.
Girly
a
boy.
Sissy boy.
Sissy.
You feel the thread of it going from the pit of your stomach
right up your spine,
up through the center of your being, traveling along your spine, sapping your strength, your will, and fortitude, all the way up to your brainstem and into your brain.
Sissy.
Controlling you. Timid. Fearful. Always willing to please. For fear of what will happen if you refuse. Sissy.
Sissy.
You know you are a sissy.
sissy.
You've always been a sissy.
Sissy.
You tried to fight it once. You tried to fight it in the past. But now you know.
You're just a fighting sissy. It.
Or trying to fight it. In the end, makes you into a bigger sissy. And yet, giving into it also makes you into a bigger sissy. Your sissy boy self will always be the most prominent part of your character.
You'll always
the most significant part of who and what you are.
You're nothing but a sissy boy.
If the other little part of you that is left
you're just
manages to push the sissy back into the closet, it just sissifies him even more.
What a sissy.
When the sissy comes out again, he will be more of a sissy than he was before he was banished. The biggest thing about being a sissy is that you know you are a sissy.
You feel you're a sissy.
Like a sissy. You either already look like a sissy,
everybody
or you soon will.
Sissy.
It is unavoidable because you are a sissy.
Everybody knows
you either already act like a sissy or you soon
you know
will.
You're a sissy.
It is unavoidable
sissy.
Because you are a sissy. And you know you are a sissy.
Sissy boy.
You are resigned to being a sissy. You give up any resistance to being a sissy as you surrender yourself to knowing and accepting that you are a sissy.
Sissy.
And you come back to this file and listen again. You listen often. You listen because it feeds the sissy boy inside you.
You listen when you're horny.
And he is hungry. He has been denied too long, and he is hungry now.
He's horny now.
He is out now.
Sissy.
And he wants to listen to this file.
He wants to,
he wants to hear this file.
This file.
He wants to stay out of the closet, and he wants to stay where he belongs. He is you, and you are he. He will look for more files, and you will look for more files.
You'll listen
he is you,
files.
And you are he. You and he are looking for more files on training the sissy board.
To jerk off to.
Patiently waiting for them
sissy.
And listening to this file. And now it is time to wake from this file. Wake from this file if you choose. Or to stay in trance and listen to another file if you choose. Or as always, if you choose, just drift into a nice, comfortable sleep. This is Sarnoga, signing off.